to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and this is the Weekend Bang on the internet, powered by energy, everybody. Sponsors are Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. And Antlion Audio. Keep your headphones. Get a damn mod mic already. Are they going to switch it to that? I think that's more forceful, right?
Yeah, I
like that one. On the show today, of course, we have not the fake, but the real David Webb, everybody.
What is going on, everybody?
How's it feel to be closer to the studio now?
It's nice. I left at like 10 minutes before I had to be here.
Right. It's like I'm on my way 2 minutes before the show starts.
It's amazing. You're going to be late
all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
You're going to be late.
You think being closer, I would be on time all the time.
No,
I'm going to be late.
No, you're going to be late.
All the time.
We have
now
a thing
I know
called,
how you guys feel.
We have a thing. Wow. We have a thing called CP time, and that's colored people time.
Am I a part of that now?
No, you're not.
Damn it.
No. You're just late.
Yeah, you're just late. Yeah. Steven Gutierrez is here.
What's going on, everybody?
He has the ability to smell the future.
Yeah, apparently.
That's his superpower, apparently. So can you smell crimes before they happen to you? Is that what you do?
When it comes to food.
So,
like, I'm definitely not eating
the killer
that.
Ate tamales today.
It's only tamales, though. That's the frustrating
that's
thing.
Oh, yeah. So
if the crime has to do with tamales, Aaron's the guy.
I think the world was just trying to tell me something.
Yeah, because pizza was in the room, but you smelled tamales.
I did.
Is tamales the
nothing.
Pizza equivalent?
No.
Not even.
No?
That would be the Mexican pizza from Taco Bell. That's the equivalent.
I don't even understand that. I never got the Mexican pizza.
Well, because it's basically a tostada, right?
No, that's terrible. If that's how your tostadas look, that is terrible.
I've never had a tostada. I'm just guessing because I know tostadas are flat.
Behind the ones and twos, Corey Vincent here.
What's going, everybody?
Corey, do you like the Mexican pizzas?
Mexican pizza? I don't know what that is.
From Taco Bell.
It's a sex position. Got the Mexican pizza.
It sounds like it should be more of a sex position than it should be something you put in your mouth.
It's all the same. What are you talking about? That's all the same. That's basically when you take some migrant workers. You invite them over.
Had to go there.
Wow. Back to the story, though. Webb, welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now you live officially in the same city. So
yeah.
For people who don't know, Webb has been traveling every
hundreds
time
of
he's
miles.
On the show. Hundreds of miles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thousands of miles on his vehicle just to do this show. Gas, probably astronomical. And now he's just a stone's throw away, as they say.
So are we moving the show to, like, Rockland now?
Yeah,
right.
Next story is we got a studio in Rockland,
yeah,
everybody.
Exactly.
These studios moved.
I love it. I think it's so cute when apartment people move.
Apartment people?
It's so adorable. Like, it's the cutest thing. He made it sound like, you know, he got, like, an army of men to be there and had a giant truck. And, you know, he had cookies and things, you know, for us to eat before we started.
Donuts.
Delicious donuts.
Delicious donuts, coffee.
Delicious.
You know, he did all the right things at exactly the right time. But we moved like four boxes. The whole trip was like four boxes and a bed.
It was a lot of small knickknacks and doodads and even some old string. But
you laugh, but I'm sure there was string somewhere.
Yeah, I'm
in there.
Pretty sure there was string everywhere. The U-Haul was overflowing
with space,
with space.
Just empty space.
Well, no, but by the time we did the storage unit, it was fuller.
The ground was, yes.
Yeah.
I think it's because we stopped caring about how we packed things.
So we kind of just
kind of set it on the ground
in there.
But it was one trip.
It was one trip.
That was the goal.
So, yeah.
One trip. Here, always, week in, week out, everybody. And salty as ever, I mean, the chat room, everybody. Say hello, chat.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's going on, salty chat? Man, they started off really strong just talking about politics. Yeah. I did. Sorry to disappoint you guys. Last week we had the video Trump bump. If you want to go back and listen to our political episode, it was you can listen to it on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's where that episode is. We had Ivy Doom Kitty on the show. And I think that's all the time we're going to dedicate.
Yeah, no more of that, people.
No more.
If we're talking politics, it's video game politics.
Yeah, and I think we're even going to like cut back on any of the jokes. Like, you know, everyone's, oh, that's a Trump thing. Oh, racism is all Trump. No, we're going to stop the Trump jokes. We're going to stop the Clinton jokes. Because it's just not worth it. It's played that's into the ground.
Exactly. It's like all my material, guys. I literally replaced the F-bomb.
He prepped.
With Trump.
Yeah.
I just changed it.
He just throws his paper away.
And now,
away.
Yeah, thanks. What am I even doing here?
If you want to hear a bunch of idiots talking about politics, just check your Facebook timelines.
Just watch the news.
Yeah, because we're not going to be an extension of your timelines.
I'll tell you one thing, though, just to kill off that. Stop deleting your friends, you idiots. Like, they have thoroughly offended your family by killing somebody in it. They have not. And it's Facebook. Not even a real thing.
Well, you don't can easily to see them hide day. People. Just block
you
them.
You sure
just,
can.
Yeah. Just hide them.
And you don't have to see these people every day.
Well, the people I deleted, I was going to delete them before all the election stuff because they're not really.
And then it was just a cherry on top.
Yeah, it was just like. Yeah. No, it's just like, I might as well do it now.
I don't know. I didn't even
It gives me a reason to like explain like, oh, he must have deleted me because of this.
I don't put right. the
but
effort.
Really, it's like, I didn't care. For
I don't put don't the effort. To, if I don't put the effort to delete you off my friend's list from a. Xbox or a PlayStation, why would I even put the effort into it for, you know?
Maybe you're just lazy.
So you don't,
because I don't care.
You don't go on like sporadic cleaning sprees?
Because I don't care. I do not care. Could care less.
Got to give some kudos to the NRG Rocket League team. Sad Jr., Jacob, and Fireburner are the number one Rocket League team in North America. They won the regional championship today for the second year in a row.
Nice.
And secured a top seed when they go and play in Amsterdam the first week of December.
Advice, guys, don't smoke a lot of weed for the game.
No, please don't.
Need to be focused. And
don't go out drinking the night before.
Don't go out banging whores, too, because it's legal over there as well.
Really?
Yeah.
They have the whole red light district.
Yeah, whole red light. They just sit in the
windows. Haven't you ever seen Eurotrip?
Nope. Yeah. Nope, I haven't.
You haven't?
No. Oh.
Well, good luck to you, gentlemen. Again, no weed and whores. So
I saw some of the game.
Or excuse me.
I saw some of the whores.
I saw some of the whores.
Not that bad.
It's for what excuse you me. For what
let's,
you're paying for.
Let's rephrase.
No.
Ladies of the night.
Okay. Sounds like a.
I woman, feel like if you went over there, they'd be like, "No, just call us."
No, it is what it is. No, but I saw some of the game and. That's a whole other level of Rocket League.
Yeah, it is, man.
I mean,
it's completely different.
It's ridiculous.
It's professional.
It's ridiculous.
So this is your level. This is their level.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they were flying.
So. I hope so. I mean, you wouldn't want to be like, oh, well, I can do that. I mean, when you watch
but you could
the
if you
top
trained
league.
Yeah.
Hard enough.
That's the beautiful thing about esports.
8 hours of your day?
Yeah.
If like, that's what you got to give up. You know that, right?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
you got to give
hey,
that. You give know, it your all.
You're yeah, doing what here, you love, Aaron.
So I was listening to an esports podcast, and one of the guests that they had on was comparing esports to, like, other sports. And he's saying, like, I'm a huge fan of the Miami Heat.
Okay.
But I'm a 5'1 Indian guy. I am never going to be playing NBA. But if I train hard enough and I have good hand-eye coordination, I have a solid chance of being a pro gamer.
You do.
Which is... kind of cool. If you
yeah.
Think about
okay.
It could be anybody's game. There's no like.
But no
potential limit.
It's the same. It's the same.
Unless
thing.
You have
I think it's
no
just
arms.
The. It's the time.
Unless
it's
you
the
have no
time.
Arms.
So if yeah. You're in sports, because he could be 5'1 and still playing the NBA. There have been people shorter. Than
well,
that
yeah.
That played the NBA.
Mogsy Bogues.
Yeah.
But
so it was just he
Spud
can't.
Webb?
He can't decide.
Related to David.
He can't
oh, yeah.
be like. Yeah. He can't be like. 26 and then be like, you know what? I'm going to train right now.
Why not?
Let's
and
do it.
Then because you're done.
You're too old.
You're too old.
How
you don't have
too old?
You don't have that background of playing, you know? Cuz they've had older they have what it was 3 years, 4 years ago, they had the oldest rookie. He was like 30 something and he got drafted in the NBA.
I think so.
Yeah. So, but he had a background history. He had a history of basketball beforehand
right.
Like he just wasn't in the big leagues. So, you can't just be sitting around eating Doritos and Mountain Dew all day and then decide, you know what?
If
let
you
me try for the NFL.
And just They did that with that Philadelphia
what
team.
What was that? Yeah, that's
if
movie.
You bring the up,
Invincible or whatever.
Stop it.
Where Mark Wahlberg is like, you know what? I'm done with acting. I want to be a football player from Boston.
From Boston.
I don't know.
Maybe you may have for the Eagles. You may have one in a million, but I guarantee but you.
He did, and it was for like 3 years. He played. He could say, yeah, I just, you know.
But esports
tried out. And
esports
it.
A little more, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Esports a little. It's a little more attainable. I understand that one definitely.
I think anybody can pick it up if they're devoted and train hard enough.
Right.
They can achieve the same potential.
We're gonna.
And
get
you
to
can
that,
probably do it for longer.
We're gonna get to that
than
time.
Regular sports.
We're gonna get to that time where esports athletes will be like, "Yeah, no, you can't. This is something I have crafted since
well,
birth."
You and I yeah. remember we watched that Smite game and. They put the coaches in
yeah.
because it was throwaway games. It was already well established that both teams were going to finish 1-2 and go to Worlds.
Yeah.
And so the last couple games in the series, they were just like, let's have some, you know, fun matches.
Yeah.
And so they put their coaches in. And the commentators were acting like, you know, these were decrepit old men who were just going to be complete garbage. And
like
they're
he's
like,
lost. Send
the 27.
Yeah. There's yeah. been like four updates since he played professionally, so he's not going to know what the hell he's doing kind of stuff. It's like I'm sure he plays the game still. He's a coach.
Right.
So he has to know the meta. And
nope, he just spectates and tells yeah. him what to do.
And
what
he got
the hell
and
did
it fine.
Happen?
Like,
yeah.
He started off, the energy coach started with like a double kill, like at the first part of the game. Like, he didn't skip a beat. I'm sure he wasn't as elite as the top tier guys, but
right.
he's not just going to go in there with a, you know, a crutch and a cane and.
Oh, he might.
I never understood that. You can't. I think with video games and esports and stuff, you're going to be able to play for years if as long as you keep up the craft.
I
think you'll be able, unless you get arthritis from. Clicking,
that's
but
a thing.
Like
but
at
as
age
get,
30,
as you get
but
older, your hand-eye coordination does.
They
decrease.
Call it the click. That's what they call it.
I think you just have to keep.
I mean,
like,
if you keep
training
your mind right,
on it.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, yeah. Like a baseball player only has so long because his knee goes out.
His body, yeah, but
yeah,
I mean,
you know, I mean, ultimately,
it probably
any other sports.
It depends on how fast the game is. It
yeah,
does
eye coordination
because
you
think about it.
You can train
a chess player could probably champion for a long while, right?
True.
Years can be
probably about
old.
The same as an esports.
Yeah.
Athlete.
So, but if it's a quick reaction type of game, then yeah, your reaction time and everything goes a little lower whenever
yeah.
you get older. But if you're playing a real time strategy game or something like that, you might have a little shot there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So congratulations. it's pretty phenomenal. Out of two seasons, this is the second season of the RLCS, and they won North America two times in a row. Now our Smite team is up on deck next. They're going for Worlds.
Oh, they're banging.
They're going for the second back-to-back
Let's do
champions
it.
Too. So exciting times for NRG. I'm really psyched for the future of that. And also, if you guys noticed, if you look at the follow numbers for our Twitch page here, we are over 1,000.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to get there for a long time. In I don't know. It's pretty exciting. So we're going to deliver on a promise that we did many, many moons ago when we said we were going
Where?
To do a KISS
Where
themed
KISS themes, yes.
Makeup
Correct.
Episode. There you go. And we're getting the things put together. The
Who's
theme?
Dr. Love?
was there an actual physical Dr. Love?
No.
No. That makes the song
But
even
they called
worse.
Him Dr. Love.
Did he call
they
him
did
da-
call him Dr. Love.
So who was? Hashtag who is Dr. Love?
Do we have to drink?
Blood? Yeah.
No.
You have to bite
no.
the head off a bat.
That's Ozzy.
Oh,
we, have,
yeah.
we have to drink a...
But it was a dove.
Was it Cherry Dr. Pepper?
I think,
yeah, cherry
I think
Dr.
we have
yeah,
a lineup set, too. I'm going to be the demon. Aaron has decided to take on Ace Frehley, Space Ace, the one with the silver.
Yes, yes.
Webb is going to be our Paul Stanley.
Star Child.
Star Child with the bright red lipstick.
Yep.
I will be watching from home.
and Harambe.
Harambe.
Nonetheless, will be the kitty cat.
Peter Chris.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
He's going to prop his dead corpse right up in that chair. And
of all the hype that we've had for this damn KISS makeup episode.
He was almost president. Right? Whatever that's.
What are we going to set for 2000, Aaron?
I don't know. I think we should set it inside the KISS makeup.
Why don't you do it? Why don't you do
be
it?
Be in that mindset. Be in that mindset. You don't want to give that power to the no. to the fans.
But no. you're giving them the options.
I learned a lesson from
it.
The last
You
podcast.
Decide what they're voting on.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Corey has definitely
learned
the lessons.
I learned my lesson what happens when we let our fans vote.
Corey's never going to leave
That's why you
to
put
again.
Something in there that you all want.
Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
I wasn't ready for that. I was still on the other thing. The web.
As we know, the NES Classic came out, and Nintendo does this thing strikingly. Like, they will say, hey, we got a product coming out. There's only going to be two released. That's it. Yeah. We're going to put those out there. They sell out like crazy. Everybody goes crazy and stuff like that. So it was damn near impossible to find these things,
right?
I'm
not even convinced this was really Nintendo.
You don't think this is Nintendo, really?
Look at the freaking box.
It's got Nintendo's
official seal. Yeah, it's their official.
It has their seal, but why does it look like a made, like a as seen on TV?
It does look like it was made in
something
China.
Something you would find in a Walgreens.
It's technically made in Japan.
I think they were going for a vintage look.
It didn't even hit that. It just hits a tacky look.
It's very tiny. I tell you that. You know why? I saw somebody on, you know what? I'll name drop, whatever. Happily Ever Jenna was playing with it. She got one. And she was playing with it, and it was small, and it was kind of dangling under her TV.
It was.
Yeah.
She didn't have it propped up. It was, you know, just kind of dangling
there.
Because
it's light.
Yeah, it's light. There's nothing wrong with it. She said it doesn't
need the hardware of, like, the nowadays consoles.
She said one bad thing about it in her video. She was like, one bad thing is the controller restraint. It's short, so you're right up on your TV. And it's like, oh, with new technology nowadays, look at the size of TVs.
TV's this big.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's HDMI, right?
Yes.
Just get a longer HDMI cable. Let's pull it out like we did.
You're going to have to. But if you didn't think of that beforehand and you just out the box, you kind of screwed the pooch there, didn't you?
Pretty sure they'll come out with the wireless
controllers. I don't like the box. I'm not going to get it just for the box.
The actual console box
or
the outside, the manufacturing packaging?
The manufacturing packaging.
It was sold.
They went like for throwback because I'm on the official website now, and they made it kind of look like a 90s website with the stars in the background and that 80s grid and stuff. But I like the flash and the flare, and I'm not feeling this.
It sold out, of course, at Best Buy's, Target's. Amazon still had some, and they probably still do now. You know, this is kind of an older story. But you can also find them on eBay, and guess how much they were going for, of course. Shit.
Probably like $2,200.
Nope. In between both of those numbers, actually.
In between 200 and 2,000.
We'll just give it to you. $300 they were going for on eBay.
Damn.
The $60 product.
You made it sound like it was thousands.
No, I just said it was in between both numbers. You said 2,000, you said 200.
He wasn't wrong.
Literally is in between somewhere in there, right? 300. Boom. Moving right along.
Charlie Manson got one.
Did he really?
Yep, he has one. And someone said that they're selling extension cables for those controllers for about $10.
Yeah, the cables for the controllers are another thing.
They are short.
Yeah, they're very short.
Holy crap.
The thing I still have a problem with, because you can't do anything outside the games that are already on there.
Right.
Yes.
You're not downloading any
which
new
ones. Which kind of pisses me off.
Yeah, so you're playing $60 for how many games again? 20?
Yeah.
30.
30 games? So you got 30 games.
Yeah.
And
it's basically an emulator
that you can get on an emulator for free.
They're not the creme de la creme. I'll give you that.
And
not,
use an Xbox
controller. Not gonna lie, I kind of wanted to get it, but then I realized that it doesn't play the old games, like the actual cartridge.
Oh, you wanted a cartridge player? Yeah. No, it does not do that.
Like that to me, like that would be awesome because then I can play the 30 games that are on there, plus the ones I have still.
You don't think this is the creme de la creme though? I mean, the games on here are some
Balloon Fighter is one of them, right?
Well, they can't all be winners, Aaron.
Yeah, they can.
You got Super Mario Bros.
And then again,
1 through 3,
are those
right?
Are those all Nintendo? I mean, I don't know how.
Are they third party? Are you asking? Are they third party? Are the third party games on there? Yeah,
you got Donkey Kong.
Am I getting any
Final Fantasy, Metroid,
okay,
Pac Man, Mega Man 2, Kirby Adventure, Castlevania, Ninja Gaiden, Punch Out?
Bad Dudes is on there, right?
I'm still scrolling through.
Ninja Turtles 3 is on there?
They can't all be on
there. See, this is what I'm talking about.
No, that's why emulators win. I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
You just said it wasn't some of the best of the best. Yeah, Ghosts and Goblins on here.
Mm.
They have a lot of good stuff. Galaga, Tecmo Bowl.
See, another thing, too, is like, is there going to be updates to where you can...
There's no updates.
...get these games?
Uh-uh.
No?
There's nothing. No... You are buying a... you're old school buying, just with 30 on a cartridge. That's what you're doing. The nostalgia factor is there, definitely. Understandable. Nostalgia factor is there, but we live in a time where we get bored fast.
Yeah.
And we're going to want more out of this system. And I think, unfortunately, you're probably going to have to wait until they do the relaunch of the Super NES. Because that's probably what's coming next. I mean, they already said the Sega Genesis one is in the works or whatever.
They will. They'll keep doing it. Because the popularity with this one, plus Nintendo always does the thing where anytime they release a system close to holiday season, they don't have any.
Oh, yeah.
To build up the, got to get it. Got to have it. Got to have it. Want.
It's going to be good, though. I think it's good. It's a good gateway. Like, I would, if I had kids, they wouldn't have the latest ones right now. They'd have this first.
Why wouldn't you just put them on an emulator?
Or an emulator. They would play that, of course.
Right, you'd train them.
Yeah, yeah. They got to start from the beginning.
They got to earn.
I wanted to get one for my nephew.
Because you got to respect what crap we had to go through. That's what that is. All the way up to the stuff. So you can be like, why doesn't games, you know, where's the evolution of video games? Which we'll get into a little bit later, you know, a little bit of that type of discussion. This next story warms my heart. I've been a gamer almost all my life. It's one aspect of my being. But I've never seen this level. And it's probably happened before. You know, I just haven't seen it on a game. So the game Battleborn came out, of course, and got overshadowed by Overwatch, right?
Yep.
We don't really play it. Actually, we don't play it. Putting really in there is kind of a loose thing. So Battleborn players rally to save the game on Battleborn Day today. Today is November 12th.
Well, how'd that go for them?
I don't know. We'll have to find out coming up.
I have a feeling it was overshadowed by National Pizza Day. And
like, Web Moving Day.
And stuff going on in the real world.
There's a lot to this, but to sum it all up, they started a thing on Reddit, you know, saying, you know, hey, Battleborn isn't as successful because of this, and this. You know, Overwatch came out. There were a couple of bugs. There was a lack of a lot of promoting and marketing and stuff like that. But it's actually a good, solid game, guys. You know, this is a good, solid game. And I'm really summing this up. There's a long thing on Reddit. You can go and find the whole, you know, little thing. So they're like, hey, let's support this game. You have it. We're all going to flood the, you know, servers, or not flood the servers, but we're all going to play this game on November 12th, Battleborn Day or whatever, and we're going to go and, you know.
Oh, it's not like an official day.
It's no, just, it's not. It's just
a day they signed.
Yeah, it's just a day the guys on Reddit, this dude on Reddit, you know, assigned, and to get the support drum support. Well, developers heard that. And so they decide to actually give this whole thing a go. And give incentives and rewards for playing this weekend of Battleborn Day. And upload it to the, you know, the game. So the people that actually participated in this day, you know, gets rewards and stuff for that.
That's kind of cool.
I thought that was freaking amazing.
That's dope.
Like, you don't see video gamers have that much of an impact on games all the time. But something like this.
That's cool.
It's dope.
Almost makes me want to pick up the game.
I can see that, but if I...
Oh, got, I probably won't either.
You got some cool updates, like, and these are some of the things that they'll get. So you prepare Lootpocalypse, play with devs, double XP. It says double credits for all rolled in Phenomenal Weekend, of course. A special Battleborn Day queue with all kinds of fan-favorite maps, modes. You get to try out all 29 Battleborn heroes. Every character will be temporarily unlocked for every player. Enjoy 20% off of all skins and taunts in-game marketplace, swag giveaways on Battleborn Facebook and Twitter channels, and much more.
That's Gearbox, right?
That's Gearbox. Because one guy on Reddit drummed up enough, you know.
Enough support. That's cool.
So I thought this was freaking amazing, you know. Like,
why can't we ever happen?
Yeah, like exactly. When's the last game that, you know, got that type of support from the actual, just hearing from the fans or whatever? The game's still terrible, but
it's cool,
a little better now.
Who do you
didn't
think
the fans save a game before this? It was like a MMO, wasn't it?
I don't know any MMO they try to save. I know they would always
try
protest.
To save the original server for
WoW. Oh yeah, that one that was
and then it failed. That failed.
Yeah, that failed.
They tried. What do you think another developer? What's another developer that would do something like this?
I don't know any other one.
Yeah, I
don't know. Because, like, you just went with Blizzard. Blizzard was going to shut it down because cash rules everything around. Right. Cream. Got to get the money out of the business.
What about high-res?
Commitment.
Can you see high-res doing something like this?
High-res?
I don't see their... But their game is not, like...
Not being played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, theoretically.
High-res, you know what?
Has this kind of...
I would commitment. Say, yeah, from high-res.
I can see high-res.
Because high-res does the things where you can actually submit skins mm-hmm. for Smite characters, and they've used that before.
That's cool.
That's cool. I believe that Angel one was the first one. That one for Thanatos, where he transforms each time he levels up. That was created by a character.
They just wanted to do that.
It's dope, though. It's a dope skin. So
yeah,
So I can see high-res doing that.
They're doing a big giveaway right now on the Twitter, and it exploded.
Did
like,
it?
Yeah, we have like 3,000 entries into this thing because it's for a skin for Aphrodite.
Oh, the Halloween one, right?
Yeah. Afrikadabra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I guess that skin must have been pretty hard to get because there's a lot of people like super stoked about this. And we got 75 of these bad boys that we're going to be giving away next week. So if you guys want, if you guys play Smite and you want a shot at that code, you just go to the Twitter at EnergyGG, and it's the pin post. You just got to retweet that and follow Energy, and you'll be entered to win. But I'm really hoping maybe some people don't claim their prizes, and then I can sloop in and get one of those because it is hot.
It's really good. I haven't played Smite. I haven't played Smite in a while. I need to get back on that.
It's a good game.
Playing Dragon Ball Xenoverse.
It's a really good game.
For 5 hours straight, like a crackhead.
I don't know why.
The game is...
You're just playing a fighting game.
But it's a good fighting game. It's a good, like me and Jerry were...
But don't you have a thing where after you see every single move, you're done?
I haven't. I haven't seen every single move.
You've seen it.
You go to different characters around the little open world area, and you learn different moves.
It's the same thing over and over.
It's so good.
A little bit of yelling.
A lot of yelling.
A lot of lights and beams.
So... Like I said, I'm a black Saiyan in this game, and
I can't even tell because he has no hair.
I just got the ability to turn Super Saiyan, right? And yeah. So I turned Super Saiyan, and my eyebrows turned gold, right? My eyebrows turned gold. I'm still bald. I can turn Super Saiyan 3, and when I turn Super Saiyan 3, I get a giant long lock of hair.
Out of nowhere?
Like, out of nowhere. A giant bushel of hair.
Just so much power radiating.
Yeah, so much power.
Grows hair.
I just grow a thicket of hair all the way down my back. Like, the longest hair.
Does the hair stay with you when you go
back?
Nope.
When I depower down, it disappears. It's the most strangest thing. So I'm like in a battle, right? And they're like, you got to learn how to go Super Saiyan. So I'm like, all right, I'm fighting and stuff like that, and I have to charge up the meter. And then I finally get there, and I was like, all right, it's time to do it. And I just,
5 episodes later.
I burst into Super Saiyan mode, and I was like, what the hell? Where did that come from?
Where did that hair come from?
And I was like, I got hair now. I'm styling.
So do you regret not putting hair on yourself originally?
Nah. Because Jerry has hair, and whenever he turns Super Saiyan, his hair just turns gold.
I thought he was bald.
No.
Like One Punch.
He is bald. Oh, but no, he had
the wig?
I think he had the wig. I'm not sure. But he said his hair was turned gold. He said his hair turned gold. I didn't get to see him when he transformed. But when he transforms number 3, he gets the same hair as me. So that's just
the flowing locks, apparently.
So that's all I had for banging around the web, everybody.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was it.
That was anticlimactic.
It was very slow for news, I'm telling you.
Chat is very excited. We have some people in chat on the East Coast who said that Dave Chappelle's episode of SNL was pretty darn good.
I was reading that.
It's going to be a barn burner.
In the middle of Aaron's story, I like started thinking about what kind of skits he's going to do.
I'm going to go watch it.
I wouldn't expect any of his classic like Dave Chappelle show.
Somebody
characters.
Said he already dropped the N-bomb.
Good. On you, Mr. Chappelle.
Isn't that what got... somebody in trouble? One of their black
as long as he doesn't wear a dress.
Like, is that what you'd want? Would you want to see him use his Chappelle Show characters?
Nah, come
SNL?
Up with something new.
Yeah.
No, he's buff now.
Isn't that part of Comedy Central's stuff?
I don't know.
I don't know if Comedy Central's...
I'm pretty sure he can be Tyrone Biggums whenever he wants. I think that's pretty much his thing to do. I think that's one of the only characters I'd care to see come back.
I crackhead.
his crackhead character was.
It's like, that's all I care to see back.
I just want
to
see crackhead.
The crackhead.
I just want to see the crackhead one.
So with the slow news week, I thought we can go over some of these things here. It's 2017 in what, 2 months? Less than a 2 months?
Almost there.
And there's video games all around the corner, and we've only been feeling like we've been hyped about, like, what, two of them maybe?
Red Dead Redemption.
That's one. And we don't even know anything about that.
Zelda?
Don't need to.
What about the Zelda game?
If your name is Joey Ferris.
Yeah. I'm excited for that one. I'll play it. It looks good.
If your name's Joey Ferris.
No, whatever. The game looks good.
We will decide because we are going to go over. How many did I put in here? Like,
it's going to be hard 25? To get a Switch. I almost said Twitch. It's going to be hard to get a Switch right off the back.
It is going to be hard to get a Switch.
So I don't know if I'll be able to.
Unless you're an old black mother. We're going to decide.
Give me chills.
Terrible. We're going to go over some of these games. I got about like 15 of them here. And we're going to decide if they are buy-worthy.
Sell-worthy.
You know, I guess. Sell-worthy. Trade-in-worthy. Or if we just, you know, leave them alone. They, you know, skip right over them. I have little descriptions of them. Why you should get these games, you know. Or why the advertisement or their marketing people say you should buy these games. And we'll just be the judge of it. These are all games that are slated for either 2017 or 2018 as well, because they don't really know. You know.
Yeah, it's too far.
Yeah, I know, that sucks, right? Let's start off strong with the first one, Resident Evil 7, a.k.a. Biohazard.
Oh, see, that's going to be a good one. I completely forgot one. That one fell off my brain. That's going to be great.
The game's approximately set 4 years after the events of Resident Evil 6 in the fictional city of Delvey, Louisiana.
Oh, so it's going to be... canon with
yes, it is canon.
I thought they were going to just redo everything.
Nope. It features a new protagonist named Ethan Hawke, who also played in Training Day, who's a civilian that lacks.
Is that the character's name?
No. It's just Ethan, who's a civilian that lacks much of the combat skills that most of the main characters of the previous Resident Evil titles displayed.
He doesn't have like bulking arms.
No,
punches a rock.
Ethan is on the search for his missing wife. Does this sound familiar? Silent Hill? Anybody? No? Okay. Which leads him to a derelict plantation mansion, home of the strange Baker family.
So the Baker family can derelict.
My balls.
Although connections to previous games in the series will be made, the game will feature an entirely new cast of characters. The title of the game, which for the first time contains both Resident Evil and Biohazard as the brand name. So we're actually in America going to be getting it called Resident Evil Biohazards. It's not just...
That's going to confuse so many people.
That's,
you guys got that Biohazard game?
Well, we're not in Japan, so...
No, but they, everybody... If they call Grand Theft Auto IV
which was sad.
V, they're not going to understand
yo,
that
yo, y'all got
Biohazard.
Y'all got that Grand Theft Auto IV?
I've actually, when they said that, I used to, I think two occasions, I've said, what is that again? The IV.
That Grand Theft Auto IV,
one
man.
One more time. Try it again.
But like, is that like a medical simulator? What are we, what are you talking about?
Nah, man, you steer the car.
Y'all got that Madden, though?
So here's why you should buy Biohazard, or why they say you should buy Biohazard. The player controls the protagonist, Ethan, from a first-person perspective. Not the first time in the Resident Evil series. We've had first persons before. Ethan will have access to weapons including, and not limited to, pistols, shotguns, flamethrowers, explosives, and chainsaws. All to fight against enemies described as mutant creatures. Although, according to the developers, players should not expect a gun fest. I applauded aloud whenever I heard that the developer said, don't expect a gun fest. I was like, yes.
The VR experience that I got to do, the one where you're in the kitchen, I think is what it's called. You're bound to a chair.
Uh-huh.
You have a complete feeling of like helplessness. It was, my hands were tied together, and you're holding on to the controller, you know, so your hands are kind of together. You're using the motions to like bump things over to try and wake up your fallen comrade. He gets up and he's trying to cut you free, and then you just see this mutant lady come from behind him and stab him through the chest. All in like beautiful, like the best fully grown crisp 3D experience I've ever had.
Nope.
Yeah, and that's the one I'd leave alone to.
No, and you can like look around. You she runs away, and then you hear things creaking behind you and on the ceiling, and you're just like, I was completely immersed.
That's the one I want my girlfriend to play though, like that on her, just like, and you just sit back and record it. We need to get those type of videos out there when that comes out.
Is it worth the eye herpes?
Yes.
See, it was that day.
The short answer is no. The long answer is hell no.
Real quick to jab this in before we make our predictions and verdicts and all that type of stuff. They said coming back, we're going to be getting puzzle solving that we lacked out of the previous like two of them. Healing herbs have also been confirmed back. And they have guaranteed that there are no QuickTime events this time around.
Healing herbs.
QuickTime events in VR would be pretty difficult.
Turn your head to the left.
Yeah. Dodge.
I think this is going to be a great game. I think it is. I don't know if it's going to be the one that sells everyone on VR, but definitely more so than any of the crap that's out right now. Like, you know, the remakes of Batman. You know, these little things they just kind of threw out there to keep you entertained. This is the main event. And
I feel like it is, yeah. I would wholeheartedly concur. It probably, if it's probably the top example of a VR of how you play, because it's atmospheric when you put that stuff on your head and then you're looking around, you are immersed into this backwards plantation with these Hills Have Eyes people, and you are just like, and I'm very interested. I might have to. As much as I don't want to play the game because it's a horror game, like a true scare you in your sleep horror game, I think I might day one this one.
Wow.
Yeah. Bold prediction right there.
That is without a VR headset, though?
Statement. Without a VR headset. Oh, what am I, insane? Crazy?
I know, but I feel like this game is just going
to... I have probably, to live in the world still.
I think the game will be good without the VR. But I think the game will be legendary with the VR.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's going to strive.
Aaron Carter or Lord Marin?
No, this is definitely Sir Aaron Carter speaking. It looks, sure? From what I've seen and what I love about game developers that are bold enough to show you gameplay and have people put their hands on it and then tell you.
Nope.
It's freaking amazing. So, and they're like, what's the last scary game before this one? Can you even think of that one that was like true horror that you played and was like, okay, this is scary?
Dead Space.
It was probably Dead Space, really? What about PT, the demo?
Didn't touch it.
Exactly. Because that was horror.
You first of all, you've seen me and heard me play Resident Evil 1.
Which is terrible.
I will not do it. And I'm surprised I've got as far as I've got playing with.
That's because you had two people holding your hands. Yeah, basically. Time.
I haven't even turned it on yet.
I know.
I haven't downloaded it because it was free.
I don't do this. No.
It's not even.
No. Do I think it's going to be a good game? Yes. And it's probably going to be really good, really intriguing. Going back to the roots, scary. But no, because I can't handle it. I can't do it.
I don't like horror games. I promise you. I don't like horror movies unless they're like B-horror movies and I can see the zipper on the killer's back or something like that from his costume. But for some reason I'm drawn to this one because I haven't had a real visceral horror game in a long time. We play Resident Evil 1, of course. Yeah, whatever. But that's not horror to me. Like, okay, a zombie comes out and
because we
I
make
have
fun
tank
of
controls.
Even
when I'm looking at the stuff, it's not scary to me. A giant snake? What? Suck my nuts is what I say to that one.
So if there was a giant snake in this room about to eat David Webb, then you wouldn't be scared
just,
or creeped out?
He's bit. You just got bit. That's what happened.
I literally had nightmares of that scenario.
But
happening.
See,
I had nightmares of the zombie just going, like looking at you.
That thing never
it scared me as a kid.
Nope.
Won't
that,
do it.
That never.
Won't do it.
That never freaked me out or nothing. So,
can't do it.
But this game looks genuinely scary.
I want Resident Evil 4 because I got over a fear when I played that game.
Well, because you had the power back in your
and
hand.
And that was great. Yeah.
This one takes it away. This one I takes can't. That away.
And then
away.
Now you want to put it in my face in first person?
Oh, yeah.
No. To hell with you, Capcom.
To hell with you.
Go
to hell
Trump
with your
yourselves.
Game.
Terrible.
Because I'm not doing it.
The new storyline is
I couldn't even get through the demo.
Interesting. Is the demo still up?
I have it downloaded on my PlayStation. Can't do it.
I don't know. It's gonna be a barn burner. So, Webb, what do you say? What say you, sir? What say you?
I'm mirroring Steven exactly.
You guys are cowards.
Hell no.
You guys are cowards.
Nope.
So I guess we know our limits. Me and Corey, huh?
I'm in on this one, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And when you guys William Shatner yourselves, we will be laughing because we have clean draws.
We won't be watching the game with you, but we'll be behind the TV.
I usually stay behind the couch. That's kind of my thing ever since Chucky when I was a kid.
Next game on the docket, then. A little something less scarier.
Thank you.
All right. Star Citizen. It's a myth. It's been in development for 5,000 years. It aims to combine multiplayer video game genres, including space trading, combat simulator, first-person shooter, of course, elements, massively multiplayer online. Alluding to Star Citizen's online universe, Chris Robert highlights that the importance of playing a player-driven content, it's like a sandbox for everybody, and occasionally you'll sprinkle little bits of scripted content that give a bit of character. But you're letting a lot of the players generate the intrigue and the drama. So basically, they're trying to say, we'll put NPCs in there, but the player is what's going to make the universe spin round and round.
This is a dumb game. This is maybe, I don't know, it attracts a very specific type of person.
Uh-huh.
You have to be really ready to commit to one game to play this, because this is the one where you have to put real life insurance money on your ships.
Yes.
You have to pay like a $10 insurance reoccurring fee so that if your ship gets blown up or stolen or something, you can like have Space Geico give you a new one or something.
Space Geico. So Space Flow.
Yeah.
It's just rolling around out there.
That's progressive, man.
Well, it's all going to be insurance. Yeah. So you know there's going to be multiple ones.
Gecko.
You have a little gecko in a space suit. Hey, mate.
That's terrible.
Are you in good hands? You're going to have all those guys.
That black guy is just floating around.
He's going to be competing. It's going to be bullshit. I don't know. It's too much. Too much of an investment.
Well, it says persistent universe. Star Citizen will continue to develop after commercial release via a combination of emergent gameplay generated by players and new content, which will be developed by Cloud Imperium, the developers, of course.
And one more thing. Sorry. Mm-hmm. How much does it cost to get into this game again? Because last time I checked...
Oh, like, it was arm and leg.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Like, to play this game, if you wanted to start off like with a ship and with the insurance on it and some things to get you going... You had to, there was packages that even started like $500 or something. Like, it was incredible.
Holy.
Well, they're going to have, I mean, the business model is going to change, definitely, because they can't sustain that way forever. They're talking about this thing where players can own like factories and mines in the game. So I'm thinking that may be a way to circumvent the whole, you have to constantly keep paying and stuff like that. You'll have things.
So you're gonna get those mines for free?
No. You'll probably have to get the mines, but once you start generating money from those mines and stuff like that, you'll probably have
some real life troll with a stick of dynamite. No. Instead of some troll with a stick of dynamite comes up and steals it when you're asleep at night because it's a server that's constantly running. I think this game spells disaster.
I feel like this is another No Man's Sky.
They have a select lawless planets in the game where just kind of anything goes. And you'll have ground-based combat there with infantry-style weapons. I don't know. They stopped, I think, that development on their single-player one, and they're just focusing on that massive universe one.
Yeah.
So.
I like the concept, but I'd be pissed if I spent $500.
I feel like
my ship gets blown up, and I have to spend another $500 to get an actual ship. That's no. Concept is cool.
I say if they change the business model, I'm all in. I just got to see the release. It's really what I kind of want out of a space exploration game. What I've seen so far.
I don't think it is.
But
I think it's what you think you want. But it's going to be so much work. It's like. Do you even have insurance in real life?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. If you change the business model, I do have insurance in real life.
We're just trying to bust them out.
I mean, I don't know. If I was single, I probably wouldn't, honestly.
It's illegal, first of all.
My wife does most of that stuff.
You need to have insurance.
So I don't know. I was generally curious whether you had, like, insurance.
That's horrible.
But I don't know how single people live anymore. But That's what you think you want, man. This is not the one. Save. You know, I had a friend who got really into Star Wars. Remember the original MMO?
Yes, I do remember that
Galaxies?
One. Yes.
There's like a...
Pre-overhaul or after...
Pre.
Okay.
Someone set up a server somewhere that was playing like the vanilla version of the game, and you can...
That's the hardcore one.
Real hardcore one that still exists that people still play today. And I'd see the guy a couple times a week, and when I saw him, like, he was aging. And he would, when I was asking, like, yo, how's that game going you're playing? He's like, oh, man, my robots aren't selling, you know, because he was a robot builder.
Good Lord.
So he had to go mine the resources and build robots and try and get people to buy these. And it didn't sound like he was having fun. I was like,
it was a job, yeah.
I was like, why didn't you just pick, like, a bounty hunter and go, like, chase people? You know, he's like, well, that's just kind of... I mean, there's a lot of people doing that, but I wanted to build robots.
But think about this. if it's possible in said game, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a job. I want to be a space pirate. That's what I want to do. You know, I scrounge for scraps to build up my stuff, and then I go and I, you know, purposely attack other things to all better my, you know, my arsenal and stuff like that. I go after your mine that you've set up, you know, and try to steal what I can.
You're a douche.
But that's what space pirates are.
A space douche.
That's what they are. I mean, that's what they do. I'm not saying that's what I would do, but I'm just saying, what if that's the road I want to? It's very well possible if they allow that within the thing, because it's a player-driven kind of economy and world and stuff like that, and universe. So that open and freedom, that's fine. So if your coworker wants to be a robot builder... And I want to go attack his factory, you know.
He builds robots. There's going to be, like, an army of robots.
He better have some good ones. He better have some good ones. I would give it a chance. But, like I said, they have to change that business model first. I can't.
I'm not going to live in fantasy world where they're just going to change the model for no good reason. I'm going to assume that things are going to be the way they are. And I'm going to stay away, way, way far away from this one.
Yeah, I feel like it's reaching too far. There's too much amazing stuff they want to do, and I feel like it's just not going to deliver, and people have built that hype because it's been in development for how long?
Forever.
And it's forever.
To me, I just feel like it's another No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Where it's just not going to deliver, and it's not going to be the game you were hoping for. I mean, it probably will have good ideas, but in the long run, I don't think it's going to be worth it. For me, at least.
So we're too deep. What are they saying in chat? Any questions, comments, concerns on these games so
special
far?
Special Cases is really the only one talking. He's been a real chatty Cathy.
I think everybody's just been watching Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. I love how...
We're competing with Dave Chappelle, guys.
That's a tough one.
This guy Frankie Tanky 9 came in for a minute, and he asked a question about Trump. And I was like, dude, we're not talking about Trump anymore. And then this was the nicest troll response I've ever seen. He said, no problem. I'm trolling random Twitch streamers, asking them awkward political questions. Enjoy the rest of your podcast.
Bye.
He clicked his heels and went on to the next one.
He was polite. Yeah. That's crazy.
What was his name?
His name was Frankie Tanky 9.
Frankie Tanky, the polite troll.
Yeah.
Coming to Fox.
Yeah, we should start burning through these games a little quicker.
Well, we got Legend of Zelda, of course, Breath of the Wind.
Yeah, let's just skip over that one. It sucks.
Wow, terrible.
Joey's going
to
kill
you. Well, the funny thing is that the guy who told us to move forward is Joey, our friend.
And, then there you go.
And listener who's really into that game.
It's a bye.
See, he's been, yes.
Nope, Joey.
He told us to skip him.
You want us to skip, go fast. Through. So, there you go. Moving right along.
You're dead, Corey.
He's like, no!
One thing that's actually surprising about the Breath of the Wind is Amiibo support.
Amiibo?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that in action. They had like a Wolf Link Amiibo.
And it'll be inside the game?
Yeah.
Didn't it fight with you?
Yeah, I fought with him.
That's kind of dope.
That is
I'm not going to lie. That's kind of dope.
Yeah, it was really cool. This game is a winner. I can't stress enough how much of a winner this game is going to be. Like, as much crap as we talk about kind of the direction Nintendo's been going and their games, this one is actually going to be very good.
I don't know. They've never upset me.
Well, so. I won't be playing unless it's at somebody else's house because I'm not going to buy a Wii U or a Switch right off the bat.
Just for this game.
Yeah, just for one game.
Is it coming out on the Wii U?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for Wii U. It's Wii U and Switch. Theoretically Switch. It'll probably be Switch. It's got to be Switch.
It's not going to be Switch. Wii U exclusive. Wii
U. You have a Wii U?
Yeah, still have it.
Yeah, I mean, still have it. To each their own.
It is pretty much
what's perfect.
Legend of Zelda Skyrim. I mean,
it is.
You can cook your own food. You can, you know, approach the bad guys in a variety of different ways.
He jumps and talks.
The thing I just didn't care for too much, and it kind of killed me in, like, even back in Halo. Remember, you're this Master Chief guy, and he can't swim or anything. Or, you know, you jump, he just, you know, sinks straight to the bottom. There's, like, a stamina meter. So if you're Zelda or you're Link and you're swimming, and if you have a stamina bar, and you can't just tread water to, like, get your stamina back.
Hmm.
If you swim too far out or whatever, even if you're just sitting there, you'll just sink to the bottom and die. And I think the same.
I mean, that's what happens in real life.
Yeah, you get a cramp. I mean,
yeah.
It's basically what happens. He like gets a cramp and he sinks to the bottom and dies. I feel like you should be able to tread water at least and get some of your stamina back. It makes a little more sense when he's climbing because it's the same mechanic, I believe, when he's climbing the side of a mountain.
You just fall.
Yeah, he like, oh, I'm tired, and then he just falls off. You can't just like hold your position for a little while and get some stamina back or.
So have you ever rock climbed? It's actually hard to hold yourself up. Yeah. You just kind of like...
Just wait.
You're using all your muscles to stay in place.
I think I would... if I had a Wii U, of course, you have to buy it.
Yeah.
It's the only game that's going to keep your system even alive.
I got buy-in from Ferris over here. He said that stamina bar bothered me when I played it at E3. I drowned twice in a row.
How do you drown twice in a row?
Because he's not used to it. That's because he's not used
to it. Yeah, once you play the game, once you're at home playing, you'll probably get used to it. You'll know what you can do and what you can't do.
And who knows? Maybe you'll extend that stamina bar by collecting things that look like hearts.
Probably. They look like stamina?
They look like stamina, whatever the emblem for stamina is.
I think we all agree that this will be a good game. But I don't know if we're going to all buy it. Webb, you're not buying it, right?
No, I don't have a Wii U.
Or a Switch. Blade. Yeah. Next one, you're probably going to have to Google on your guys' computers or your phone. It's called Matterfall. It's on the PS4.
I've heard of this.
No. Have you heard of this one? There's very little information on this one, so we'll burn through it pretty fast. Matterfall follows the unexpected hero fighting to survive this sci-fi infected world of a mysterious, deadly alien material known as smart matter. So basically from the trailer that they showed was only CG. It wasn't actual gameplay. It just showed a guy who can actually transform his arm kind of like Mega Man into kind of a gun type of state. And he's fighting all this like matter that infects technology and attacks him.
Looks so like he's Mega Man.
Yeah. Basically, he's Mega Man. Not quite sure it's going to be on the PS4, of course, sometime 2017. Not a lot of information on this one.
I'd have to wait until there's more.
There was a couple of news stories out for it. They were like, oh, you know, Sony just announced Matterfall and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, what's Matterfall? That's the only reason why I kind of threw it in there because
I never heard anything. Maybe if we see a trailer and some
But see, the other thing, like when gameplay
trailer.
The trailer is no gameplay. Yeah, it's all just.
Yeah, I'm watching it now.
I hate that. I absolutely hate CG trailers because it doesn't tell me
anything.
They're
misleading. No. They're definitely misleading.
Yeah, if you watch a trailer, it's not going to tell you anything. So.
It tells you like the plot, but
is that usually that? Just to pump you up.
That doesn't pump me up though.
Because you know it did. It's nothing. It's
Mass Effect Andromeda, and they did the exact same thing.
But I saw gameplay of that. I saw gameplay before I saw that other CG trailer.
Same thing.
So yeah, they showed a full like 5 minute thing of
maybe,
him going
maybe
around.
That's why you're more excited than
yeah. So I'm waiting for that. That's on the list. Give it a second. Another one we got on here coming out on Valentine's Day. Couples out there.
Said Murder Simulator, yeah. 2018.
For Honor, for the PS4, Xbox, and the PC. Everybody, and you know it's the hack and slash game. You can play it samurai,
right,
Viking,
okay,
or knight. Each of those classes actually has four classes within the class, so it's like classception.
Oh, so you can be like samurai archer, samurai swords.
Yeah, exactly.
Samurai dual wield.
And that, to me, makes it a little more interesting.
It adds another layer of, what is that?
Combat system, yeah. It's known as the art of battle, they're calling it within their thing. Have you seen actual gameplay for this one, Corey?
I don't believe I have. Which one is this?
For Honor.
For Honor. Did you play it?
No, E3? I didn't play For Honor. No.
It's It's a unique take. It kind of feels like it's a mixture of a fighting game mixed with Dynasty Warriors, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of, you know, the NPCs you can just kind of crush through and stuff.
It's
like
chivalry
that.
Meets Dynasty
chivalry Warriors. Is in it, yeah. But it looks pretty damn good, you know. There's going to be a story mode, of course, in it, but they also have a heavy emphasis on a multiplayer aspect as well, with what is this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different modes in the multiplayer mode.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And then your standard stuff, you know, skirmish for like the
protect the point,
Dominion, and they call it though. They have duels, of course, because, you know, the art of battle is in this, so it's going to be kind of cool. They have 2v2s.
That's pretty good.
That's going to be dope. And then, of course, elimination, which is just like your deathmatch type of deal. But this game, from the looks of it, because I would only probably be a samurai the whole time.
That's probably where my head was going.
Yeah.
Like, why would you be a Viking? That's one thing. Their armor is, like, not there. And
it's just the shield.
Yeah. And then I always feel like the knights would just be too slow.
Too tanky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though there's still subclasses in between or under each one of them.
Yeah.
That's like, probably what it's going to be. Knights probably can withstand more damage.
Knights are going to be more of a
tank. Samurais are going to be faster.
They're going to be more like an assassin.
Yeah, and Vikings probably just going to have brute force.
Yeah, it says all heroes are unique and have their own weapons, skills, fighting styles. While Ubisoft plans on adding more classes before the release date, which is crazy, the classes as of now are Orochi, Kensai, Berserker, Raider, Warden, and Conqueror.
This reminds me of that, what was that television show that was on?
Deadliest Warrior? Spike TV?
Yes, Deadliest Warrior. Yeah. And they made a video game at one point that actually, it was like one of those, it's kind of like that Spartacus game we were playing for a little while.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
It was kind of in the same vein, not executed as well as the Spartacus game, but it was a very cool concept because it was nice to see these different warriors from different, you know, time periods being able to throw down in a giant fight. It kind of just seems like it's going to be like the HD version of Happy Wars.
That's probably a good analogy for that.
Yeah, and Happy Wars was fun and all. I kind of thought it was a little too cartoony, outlandish, and buy to win or pay to win.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what really kicked me out of that one. But if this one could keep a nice, fair level playing field of unlocking upgrades or however they're going to do that.
I think they're just going to go class-based. I don't think they're going to do the upgrades and
stuff. That's perfect. That's even better. I like that.
Holy crap, is that an hour?
That's an hour.
Sons of mother, I've got like 70 more of these things.
Yeah, too bad, man.
Well, on that one, are we going to say that's a goodbye?
Yeah, check it out.
So with the last four games, then how are we looking at the future of gaming? Would we say that it's a bright future?
It's bright. It's really bright.
Yeah.
Yes, I would say it's bright as well.
We didn't even touch upon some of the bigger ones, the Red Deads, which we know absolutely nothing about, Mass Effect.
That's kind of why I didn't really want to do that one, the Red Dead, because like we know what to expect from it. We all played Red Dead 1, which is amazing. So we're kind of throwing that already on it.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? What if they come out with Red Dead 2 and it's just a real-time strategy game?
No.
It's just a top-down point-and-click.
Yeah. We don't know. We're always just putting our own...
I don't think you can...
We're putting our own experience on it. We're only putting our own experience from Red Dead 1.
That being a good genre mix.
They're not going to Brutal Legend us.
You never know. You don't know what developers are going to do.
Jack Black's going to be the main character in Red Dead.
There was a game called Phantasy Star Online Episode 1 and 2. When they came out with like Episode 3, it was like a card battle game.
Oh.
They totally turned left.
They did.
Yeah, so we don't know what's going to happen. That's why I kind of didn't want to put that on the list of like... Because we don't know anything about it.
You know that's not what Rockstar is known for. They do the open Rockstar's world.
Rockstar has a great reputation.
Sandbox... Freaking
yeah, they do the same stuff.
Awesome games.
Thank you for listening to the Weekend Bang, everybody. Don't forget to head over to twitch.tv/videogame_bang and follow us. We've already hit 1,000. We're going to try to go for 2,000 to where we can, you know, all, I don't know, do something from the Spider-Verse or something. I don't know what we're going to do.
Holy crap, that'd be awesome.
Should we just do an episode in drag?
No.
That'd be awesome.
No. Spider-Verse.
See who makes the best girl.
We're quite all right with that one.
I think you would win because nobody else would dress up.
Yep, you'd be
the only one.
I'm going for the win.
You'd be the
all
only
the
one.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
It's my personality.
We will step
win.
Back and hand that trophy to you.
Happy birthday!
Yep. Exactly.
There you go.
Go follow us on all the other social medias. Of course, we got a Facebook, we got a Twitter, and everything like that. VGBstudios.com. Tell your friends, everybody. We're going to be at Sack Gamers Expo December 11th, right?
Sack Gamers Expo.
For Steven Gutierrez, Corey Vincent, the real David Webb of Sacramento, California, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying you have just been banged.